Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, a senior member of Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast, highlighting our views on the top energy events of last week. I'm Matt Salee, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager at Tortoise Capital Advisors. Well, volatility continued on into the first week of September, as if the August that we would all rather forget never ended. For the week, although oil increased 1.8%, the broader S&P Energy Index, E&P companies, and MLPs each dropped roughly 3%. On the news front, it was a relatively quiet pre-holiday week, so I'll keep it brief. The big news source last week was the EIA. First, with their bullish report on monthly U.S. oil production data Monday, supportive report on crude exports Tuesday, followed by a bearish inventory report Wednesday. Talk about a roller coaster ride. Monday's oil production report was interesting on a couple of fronts. First, they changed their methodology for reporting initial monthly estimates to increase accuracy. Next, they revised January through May production estimates, cutting them between 40 and 130,000 barrels per day each. And finally, they released initial June production, which was down 100,000 barrels per day from the revised May figure. Finally, we're seeing real evidence that production is responding to reduced drilling. This, combined with an OPEC bulletin suggesting the organization was ready to consider cutting output, spurred an 8% rally Monday. Unfortunately, nearly all of which was given back on Tuesday as crude sold off along with the 3% S&P drop, one of the biggest of the year. But back to fundamentals. The EIA also released their highly anticipated study of the impact of removing the restriction on U.S. crude oil exports. The punchline is the EIA projects that allowing crude oil exports would result in a similar or lower domestic gasoline price. While that may seem counterintuitive, we agree with the logic, which I will try to explain simply. First, U.S. gasoline prices are set off global, not domestic crude prices. Second, allowing crude exports from the U.S. would put more crude supply on the global market, pushing down global prices, all else equal. Therefore, allowing exports of U.S. crude could result in lower domestic gasoline prices, which is good for U.S. consumers at the pump. The last bit of news on the EIA front was Wednesday's closely watched inventory report, which showed a surprising 4.7 million barrel build in crude inventory for the week. While bearish on the surface, the build was largely driven by a pickup in imports for the week, which tends to be volatile. Meanwhile, product demand has remained strong and production continues to fall, which provides visibility to a sustained improvement in domestic crude oil market balance. That wraps up this week's podcast. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for joining us and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise Capital Advisors believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intent.